Dashing through the snow, in one horse open sleigh. Well, Christmas is coming, and so that's part of the reason why I'm singing that song. But also, dashing through the snow is a phrase that I use when I'm doing my side hustle, which is door dashing. Hey, come on. And so I just thought it was cute. You're welcome. We're talking about my side hustle right here on The Light. As a part of my journey to debt freedom, and when I tell y'all that I was really, 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 really intentional about, I've been intentional, as you know, on the last episode. I hope you learned that on that last episode about money, but so intentional to the fact of like, even as job searching, I was looking like, okay, how is this going to work? And how much do I need to pay each month to be on my track, ultimately to be debt free by the time I'm 30, because that's the track that I'm projected on. Granted, I may go a little bit faster than that, being that that is 4 years away. Kind of just setting myself up and using that as my benchmark. And so in doing that and being realistic with my budget and realistic of like, okay, you can cut this down a lot, girl, but be real with yourself and still make it. This is a marathon for me, not a sprint. Some debt-free journeys, they can knock them out in a year or two. That is not my path. And so it has to be something that is sustainable enough for me to continue to do it. And I say all of that to say is after crunched some numbers, after I really looked and studied myself and studied my patterns of spending, I realized like, okay, girl, you're going to need a little bit more, just a tad bit more to really be able to be aggressive and get this thing rocking and rolling by the time you turn 30. And so a way that I believe that I can do that is through a side hustle. And I had it all lined up, to be honest, in thinking of side hustles, child. So when I first kind of started this, remember, the world wasn't burning it yet. It might have been a little heating up, but it wasn't on fire yet. And so it might have been around like very beginning of March, because that's when I really got serious about this thing. And so at that particular point, I think I had decided to do Shipt, which was like the grocery, like you deliver groceries to customers. And then COVID happened and we were on lockdown, and that just didn't seem like the smartest thing to go do. And then at one point I seriously considered, they actually have stopped calling me, teaching the kids in China, because that market, this is really terrible, was booming at that moment, to teach them how to speak English. And so those are kind of the two things that I was toying around with. And then I came, I never did it just because of COVID and just being in the grocery store just seemed like a lot. But then kind of come home, and I was in South Carolina, Georgia. Well, South Carolina is no that much better with Georgia as far as COVID. Anyway, I'm getting off. I came back home, and even at home, you know, if you know my mom was not letting me go do anybody's grocery delivery, nothing. I'm in the middle of a pandemic or anything really, except for being in the house and maybe go to work. And so for maybe 2 months, the 2 or 3 months where I was at home, which now that I'm thinking about it, I'm really grateful for that time that I had. I don't think I've acknowledged that to myself yet. But anyway, so during that time at home, I kind of just chilled and relaxed. But literally the moment that I was getting ready to move out, I got introduced to DoorDash, and that a friend told me like it was really easy to do. And it was also helpful because a lot of it at that time was contactless. So you go get the food and then you just, in a lot of cases, deliver it to the door. And then I tried it out like maybe for 3 hours. And you may, some of you might be familiar with DoorDash. If you are, I want to be super transparent about this so you can really get like where my head was. So the first delivery I got off the gate, out the bat, was like $13. If you are a Dasher, you know that's good. That's amazing. I can count on my hands. I've done at this point hundreds of deliveries. I can probably count on my hand how many times I've had an order that large. But that was my first one. And the one after that might have been like $11. Then the one after that was like $9. And then I kind of stopped for the day just to get a feel for it. So my first night, after working for like an hour or two, I made $30. And so I was like, oh, we done hit the goal. This is it. Why are more people doing this? And then I quickly realized that the average that you get for an order, maybe between like $3 to $7, and not $13. So I was super on fire, super excited, really, really, really heavy on that. And then I realized like, okay, that might not be realistic. And so originally I was shooting for, okay, how much do I need to make a month to be able to hit the goals that I want, right? And I set the number, and I think maybe I forgot what it was exactly, but whatever I said was just really unrealistic and I wasn't hitting it. So for the first 2 weeks, you know, I'm basing my projections off of like that $13. If I get that on every order, oh, we banking, we in there. And that's just not the case. And so then with good counsel and advice, I started to like, first, again, going back to the budget, just test it out, right? So then I gave myself like, well, Mira, how many hours can you reasonably dash within a week that's not going to like wear you out completely, right? It's not going to be super overwhelming. And then I came up with like 10, because 10, if you think about it on the weekdays, that's just 2 hours after work. That's not so bad. You get in a little bit later, but it's summertime. It's still light outside. No problem, right? And so I'm doing that. And then from that, I was able to say, okay, well, on average, when I do 10 hours, I make about $100 a week, right? You times that by four, that's an additional $400 a month. Major in the debt-free world, because we know in the debt-free world, every dollar counts. And so each one of them $400 gets an assignment. And in my world, the way I got that thing set up, all my money from my side hustle, everything I make does not go to personal anything. My side hustle money is specifically to pay down debt. And so the more that I make there, the more I can pay down on debt, right? And so not a bad gig, pretty solid, easy. It's also helped me to get acquainted with the town that I now live in on the South Side. I've gotten more acquainted with the South Side and more comfortable being over here. But sometimes I still go to the East Side because them tips over on the East Side be hitting. I don't know why, but they do. And so, started doing that. And then, you know, you start getting creative. Because then I think there was a day, it was actually, oddly enough, the day that I had found out my grandfather passed was the day that I made the most ever. Because what they do some days is they'll have like peak pay periods. And I think this is also probably DoorDash lingo. The peak pay was like $5. So you get like the pay that you get for the regular order plus $5. And in a lot of cases, on average, like I said, $3 to $7. So $5 additional is low key doubling. So I made a bankload of the money. That was the best part of that terrible day for me. And I thought it was odd that I did the best, and still that has been my best yet so far. And that was like a month or two ago. And so then I was like, okay, well, how do I make more, right? And then it dawned on me one day, like, girl, you can do this in the morning too. People got to eat breakfast. So you can double it up. And so that's what I'm doing. And doubling it up helps to get extra, but it also makes those 10 a little bit easier. One thing about me, I'm an early bird. So I generally wake up 5:30 o'clock anyway, and I'd be like up. And so to be up and then just kind of dashing is therapeutic for me. I get to listen to my podcast because I don't really have a commute to work. So it allows me to listen to podcasts. It allows me to think. I'd be talking to myself, brainstorming about what I got to do for work that day, whatever it might be. And so that's been the new thing. And this week I've been somehow able to manage so far already about what, maybe 14 hours just this week, and now double up. So two in the morning. That's my 10 hours. And then, oh, I forgot to mention this in the budget. There was a moment with therapy, because I did start therapy, where I thought I was going to have to pay copay. So I did account to dash a little bit more to be able to cover the copay. But hey, guess what? Because of COVID, they're not doing copays. So then, and I was scared. So for like a month, I just kind of was like, okay, I'm just going to keep the money. And then I realized, oh, keep getting the money, girl. That money can go to the car. And so now, instead of doing 10 hours, the minimum is 12. And I try to hit 12 every week. And then if not 12, I know at least what my minimum amount should be to hit my goals. And then, of course, I put money to the side to be able to pay for that tax, because it is an independent contractor job. But dashing is easy. I feel pretty safe. I use my discretion. I am not going to be the girl going at 2-3 o'clock in the morning or even like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night. That's just not going to ever be me. And my schedule varies. I get to decide. I can wake up on Saturday and dash all day, or I can sleep in on Saturday and plan my week out. So it's caused me also to be intentional about my time throughout the week too. So that's the side hustle, shawty. That's, I don't know why I keep saying that word. It feels weird when I say it. But that's dashing. I be dashing through the snow. I be doing that thing. Be dashing through the snow on a one horse open Honda Accord. I don't even drive an Accord, but you get it. I'm silly today, y'all, but that about does it. I am going to be diving in into and concluding our final money segment, and I want to talk about groceries. I don't know why I'm so excited about that grocery budget, but it just seems like fun to talk about. So we'll be doing that next week. Keep it locked right here. Make sure that you are sharing this with 3 friends. Go ahead and 5-star review, write a review, subscribe, like, double tap, heart, whatever. I don't know. Whatever you do, whatever you need to do to show some love, do that. And we're going to be back on the next episode of The Light. Welcome to The Light Podcast. My name is Amira and I am your host. I use The Light Podcast as a way to reflect on my past, process my present, and plan for my future. I hope that while I'm doing that, I am able to inspire you and others to follow in your own path and do whatever you can to light up your own space by being the change that you want to see in the world. I am learning a lot on this crazy journey to adulthood, and I would love, love, love to have people join me on this journey. In doing that, I want to be able to build a community, and you can help. If you like The Light Podcast, please be sure to rate 5-star and review wherever you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and share with 3 friends. But enough of the small talk. Let's go ahead and get into this week's episode of The Light.